Players ready? Play. It's the 29th of September 2024. I'm in Beijing, China for an ATP 500 event on a hard court surface. A lot of the very good players are here. Jannik Sinner, fresh off his US Open win. Carlos Alcaraz and Daniel Medvedev. 32 player draw. So hard to get into the event. Players like Roman Safulin and Roberto Bautista Agut had to come through qualifiers, so it's a pretty hard tournament to even get a start. Past winners have been Djokovic, Federer and Andy Murray a few times, so it's a well-regarded event. Fascinating city, Beijing. I love coming to China. It's the time of the year I feel like an observer. I don't ever feel part of the area. We get to travel the world, which is a real privilege. But it's when I come to China, it's the most different feel. I feel like a tourist. Love the, you know, the mix. I mean, you've got the architecture, the old and the new. You've got the quite humble with the very upmarket commercial. Forbidden City just makes you feel very different, and then the upper market commercial, the Great Wall. I mean, everything about it is just fascinating as part of my education. So looking at different lifestyles, different language, different way of going about the daily lives. But, you know, it's such a different city where there just happens to be a tennis tournament happening, but it's not the focus of the mainstream. In fact, I think most probably wouldn't even know it was going on. So it's curious, it's fascinating. I feel an outsider, and as I say, it's all part of my education. I love being here in China. Well, on to the tennis, this Beijing ATP 500 event. First round of playing Zizou Bergs of Belgium, who's ranked probably mid-70s first up. I just love the fact that the Zizou, his first name was because his father was a fan of the French football legend Zinedine Zidane, so he became Zizou. ZZ, as others call him, played through the challenges around the world, events all over the place. But he qualifies for the Grand Slams, and he won first round of the US Open, which is more than I can say. And he's sort of that player who's really competitive against everybody without necessarily going on to win. I looked at his CV in my preparation for this match, and this year he's taken sets off, you know, Stefanos Tsitsipas on clay, Dimitrov, Rafa Nadal, Ben Shelton, Thomas Echeverry. He's taken sets off all of those without sort of going on to necessarily winning. So I knew he's going to be dangerous. And I've got to watch out and concentrate. So the first set, competitive, holding serves, go through, you know, the old one all, three alls, five alls, get to 6-5 and a tiebreaker is looking inevitable. And then all of a sudden, I think he got a little bit tight. I think he just thought, just got to play out the game to get to a tiebreaker. But, you know, maybe I use an opportunity to hit that a little bit, and all of a sudden lead 45th in the game, and close the set out. And, I found myself winning the first set 7-5, and sort of it came from nowhere. So I was very happy to have that under my belt. So I'm a set up against ZZ Bergs. And in the first round of the Beijing Open, and I felt pretty relaxed. I got into a rhythm, started holding serves, again, much like the first set, you know, one all, two all, three all, get to 4-5 on my serve, and then I played a shocker. Again, the reverse of the first set. You know, I think that I stopped being assertive. I think he hit a couple of pretty good points, you know, as in you took control of the games and hit a couple of good winners. And as I said, it was the mirror image of the first set where, in the blink of an eye, instead of, you know, concentrating to the end of the set, I go and lose a drop a game late in the set and go down a set and lose it 4-6. Very disappointing. I was cross with myself because I think it was a mental lapse. I pride myself on being mentally tough, and that wasn't the case here. So basically, found myself having to dig back in a third set. Good thing is that I was able to break CZ Bergs very early in that third set and led 3-love. You know, it's the old thing that he then holds, but I hold for 4-2. He, you know, holds his 5-3. But that early break was the difference at this level. And I wasn't going to make the same mistake here of having a mental lapse late in the in that last set. So I was pleased that I was then able to battle out a 6-3 win. What was most pleasing was my high percentage of points won on second serve. So I got away with a 7-5, 4-6, 6-3 win. Happy to have won. Don't think it was my best tennis, but I'm pleased to be through to the second round. An interesting matchup in my second round came up against Wai Bu. And I call him Wai Bu because his first name, the Y, actually stands for Yan Chukateti. And so on the tour, he's called Wai Bu or Bert. But I'll go with the Wai Bu. And he's a really good young Chinese player. He's probably 21 years of age, got a wild card into the event, and very deserved. What's amazing about him is, at age 18, when most young guys are playing tennis non-stop and, you know, overdosing on tennis, here he is. He took 2 years off the game, didn't play at all, and completed his schooling. Amazing. So now he's on tour. And you look at his record this year, he's beaten the likes of Karen Kashinov, Gaston, goes to the US Open and beats Karatsov. I mean, he's a really good, young, talented player. And and a funny, well, I should say funny game, it's probably not the game you expect. I mean, he's got a big first serve. He's got a big, expansive forehand, which he goes for. More of a, on the backhand, a defensive sort of backhand punch. Not a bad shot, but he's setting up for the forehand where he'll really go for winners and try and control the points. So, interesting player. I didn't quite know what to expect, but I found out pretty early when he broke me very early in the first set. And then, you know, I found he was teeing off on my serves, particularly my second serve, controlling points, working me side to side. When he gets the opening, there's no plan B. He goes for it. And if the opportunity presents, he's happy to come to the net, and he seems quite comfortable at the net. I wouldn't say it's his major play, but if he needs to come to the net, he does so, and is very adept when he was there. So I was thoroughly outplayed in the first set, and I had something to think about when we sat down at the change of ends. 15th seed here, ATP tournament, the China Open at Beijing ATP 500. And I'm playing a local young player, Wai Bu, and I'm down a set to love. So I knew that I'd have to really dig in for the second set. But the reality is, again, it's becoming a little bit of a pattern. I lost my service very early in that second set, and now I'm in a bit of trouble, and I find myself down 2-4, but I wasn't going to just gift him in the set, and I actually broke back for 2-4 and held my serve and got back to 4-4, thinking that I'm now back on track. And what happens? He goes and breaks me again. He breaks me with at 30-40. Perhaps I was a little conservative, but I didn't want to gift anything. He opened me up on the forehand and then belted a winner straight down the line, and bang, it was gone. So I had broken back, broken his serve in the second set, so I knew that I was capable of doing it. And it was a very competitive game at 5-4 to him, or 4-5 down. But got to 30-40, and again, opens me up and hits this massive winner straight down the forehand, straight down the line, hits the line, and takes the match away from me. So basically, I've gone out to Waibu in straight sets, and he was very, very good. But I must admit, one thing I found very hard was to play a match where there's little crowd. There was no atmosphere in the match. Didn't fuss him. Those who were there were probably barracking for the local. And it was just one of those matches that I never really got into. He dictated. He played very, very well. I was very impressed with his game. He's going to beat a lot of players. We're going to hear a lot more of Waibu. But for me, disappointing match. Not was quite upset with my performance. So I'm out in straight sets in the China Open. The wash-up at Beijing is that 50 ATP points, prize money, 54,500, self-assessment, 4 out of 10. I have to aspire to being much better than that if I'm thinking of top 10 material. I was nowhere near that today, even though I came up against a good player in red-hot form, who I think will go on and be a very good player, and expect to hear a lot more of him on the circuit. As I said, having taken a couple of years off, and he's only 21 years of age with a big game, I was very impressed with him, and I'll actually look out for his results in the next year or two. I'm going to have to think about my end-of-year schedule. I was only going to play Shanghai and Beijing, but Paris, but I really need to add another tournament to that. I need to get some points, I need to get some matches, need to start playing a little bit better than that. So I'm looking at adding Vienna. But until then, I'll sit and think about it. Thank you, Bull Boys. Thank you, Hawkeye.